Hale Aloha Aiao has spent decades hunting for Native Hawaiian remains and sacred objects in museums around the globe. His group, Hui Malamaina Kupuna Hawaii Nei, repatriated feather cloaks, wooden statues, and more than 6,000 ancestral bones in the past 30 years.
So the good part is that our ancestors are coming home. The bad part and the worst part about this problem is that we will never know how many kupuna are out there.
Aiao joined scholars and museum officials to discuss broadening the role of indigenous communities in museums at this year's American Studies Association convention in Honolulu. Native Hawaiians, like many indigenous communities, have no records of when, why, or how cultural items left the islands. Museums, however, work very hard to ensure everything they're holding has a legal right to be there. Ben Garcia, director of the Ohio History Collection, says museums may have a high legal standard, but often lack an ethical standard.
The piece that museums are not required to look at is how items or belongings or ancestors left their communities in the first place. With the focus on how they came into the museum rather than how they left, you miss a really important part of the history, which was the part of the history where separation happened.
American Studies graduate student Helena Kapuni Reynolds says he's searching museums and archive collections for old photos and documents taken from his hometown of Keaukaha on Hawaii Island. For his dissertation, he plans to document exactly how these items left.
Nui ino na palapala kahiko.
He says there's a large repository of ancestral knowledge in these archives, and the community may not even know they exist. Reconnecting indigenous people to items originating from their community may mean museums lose possession. It's something Noel Kahanu says requires a shift in how museums relate to communities. Kahanu works at UH Manoa's American Studies Department.
And the perception is that there's a loss, that they're giving up something. When museums are ceding authority, it can be in a way that's generative and that can build relationships between communities and museums in a way that can really last for generations and be transformative.
Garcia says for museums, this means including perspectives that were not historically included.
Allowing the people who have the greatest connection to the things in museums the ability to decide what happens to them.
Repatriation advocate Aiao says he's not waiting for the museums to come around. He's headed for Germany in the coming months to retrieve a mea kupu or sacred sculpture, one of the most sacred he's ever sought to return. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.